You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For more than 30 years, the Riders in the Sky have kept the legacy of cowboy performers like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers alive. And they've also created their own sound and identity with humor and Western wit. They even recorded the song, Woody's Roundup, for the movie Toy Story 2.
Woody's Roundup, right here every day. Woody's Roundup, come on, it's time to play. There's Jessie the Odlin Cowgirl.
And the Riders in the Sky will be performing at Boise's Egyptian Theater tomorrow evening. And joining us by phone right now is lead singer and guitarist Doug Green. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Gemma. Just sitting here waiting for the BBC Radio News Hour.
Well, it's going to be coming up right after this, so you have about 10 minutes. So stay with me for 10 minutes. All right.
So, I can do that.
So for folks who aren't familiar with Riders in the Sky, tell me about who you guys are. Because, I mean, this is, you know, 30-plus years of performing we're talking about.
Actually, 41 years.
Okay, so even longer.
Yes. It's been a miracle career. We took a style of music that was completely going out of style and kept it alive somehow and introduced it to a couple of new generations now.
So tell me about that, because there are, as you talk about the younger generation, I mean, there are people that probably don't know the names Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. So first off, for folks who may not be familiar with who they were, talk to me about Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, because they really were these kind of gentleman cowboy performers in a way.
Yes, indeed. Back in the middle 1930s, or early 1930s, when sound was still new to motion pictures, somebody developed the idea of a cowboy who sang, a cowboy hero who sang, I should say, the notion of cowboys singing at night around the campfire to the cattle was well established in literature and art by then. So several studios tried it, and Republic Studios hit upon the young Gene Autry, who was a singer from Texas originally, but he developed his cowboy persona in Chicago over WLS. And he went out and he became a sensation. He was not the big burly hero. He was a mild-mannered, gentle guy who solved problems with singing a song. And he could ride a horse and shoot a gun like they all did in those days. Not quite so politically correct day. And every studio except MGM came up with a singing cowboy because they all felt like they had to have one. That's how Tex Ritter got his start,
okay.
And how Roy Rogers got his start, and there were many, many others, Dick Foran and Bob Baker, and a million you never heard of. There was a black singing cowboy. There was a singing cowgirl. There was singing Mounties. It was just a real sensation through about the middle 40s.
Right. And then over time, I mean, it kind of loses its popularity. So then talk to me about
the novelty wore off.
Right. So then talk to me about your group, Riders in the Sky, deciding to like, hey, we're going to revive this and evolve it. And that's really what you've been able to do.
Yes, indeed. We felt that this was a really valid slice of the American folk experience, you know, the same as bluegrass or Cajun or Delta blues or any other, non-mainstream style. And we felt that it was being ignored and forgotten. And the works of Bob Nolan and Tim Spencer and the guys who started the Sons of the Pioneers group back in the 30s, they were poets. You know, it was just gorgeous music. And poetic music. It wasn't "You Broke My Heart" or "My Horse Ran Away." It was, you know, the beauty of the West, the majesty of the West, the "Lonely but Free I'll Be Found," drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. It was beautiful, beautiful music we thought was being forgotten. So we didn't expect we'd have a career that would last 41 years. But
right.
We set out to entertain in that style. And to keep that style fresh for a whole new generation, and also to create within the style. We've written a lot of our own music and in that tradition.
I'm speaking with Douglas, or Ranger Doug Green of the Riders of
Ranger
the Sky.
Ranger Doug, yep.
Yep, and you will be performing in Boise tomorrow evening. So we played a little snippet of the song from the movie Toy Story 2 at the beginning of this interview called Woody's Roundup. So first off, talk to me about how this came about, because you had to write specifically for the character Woody in the Toy Story movie, yes?
Well, yes and no. That is Randy Newman wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote all the
music. Oh, so you got the big guns in to write a song that you got to perform.
Right. But the albums we did for Disney that won Grammys have about half the songs on them we wrote.
Mm.
Because they asked us to write songs about the characters. So I wrote Jessie the Odling Cowgirl, and Joey wrote Pete the Prospector, and Slim wrote Bullseye, My Pony, and, you know, we all got to contribute in that way, and that was really fun.
And what was that like to be a part of something like that? Because this was Toy Story 2, so you had already known that Toy Story had been such a huge success. So what was it like to, I mean, not only have you had this long career, you're now a part of, you know, this movie franchise, this animated movie franchise as well.
Yes, and we did a piece we had a little tiny smidgen in Cars, and we had a part of Monsters Incorporated, too. And we did an entire album about monsters, and we got to write most of that material as well, which is doubtless the only album by a strictly Western group about monsters in the history of the recording industry.
And you know what? I know that song because my kids love Monsters, Inc. They love Cars. They love all the Toy Story movies. So, see, mm-hmm. I'm quite familiar with your genre because I have children. Mm-hmm. So what was it like then when you were able to, is it different to see or to hear your music up on the big screen as part of a movie, you know, versus when you're performing live on stage?
Well, it hit me more. I mean, it's a thrill, of course, but we had so expected it. But I took my kids to Disney on Ice when it came out, and it really hit me then when all these beautiful girls on skates and little Jesse outfits came out singing, Jesse, the old cowgirl.
That puts it in perspective, doesn't it? So you will be performing tomorrow evening at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day. I'm sure you're getting ready to travel and all that good stuff. So thank you so much for being a part of our program. Do appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, Gemma, for taking time with me. I urge everybody to bring 30 or 40 of their closest friends and come on out to see us.
My guest today, Ranger Doug Green, the guitarist and lead singer of Riders in the Sky. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Do appreciate you taking some time out of your day to be a part of our program. My producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. I'm going to be taking some time off because it's officially summertime and the kids are getting out of school. So the wonderful George Prentice will be filling in for me for about the next week or so. So I will see you back here on June 11th. Have a great rest of your day.
It's like a slice of heaven, starting out about 7, ending much too soon. You'd better hasten, time is wasting, roll on Texas moon.